Is out of town today. I'd like to call the meeting to order, and we will begin with a roll call. Jamie, our secretary, would you do that?
Sure. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Jonathan Alexander.
Here.
Christian Depp.
Here.
Brad Blair.
Present.
Lydia Brisson. Lydia Brisson. Sharon Brown has an excused absence. Sandy Childs.
Here.
Roberta Eisman.
Here.
Leslie Fox.
Here.
Charles Fredericks.
Here.
Arianna Gladney. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Tez Rewald.
Here.
Steve Kaiser asked for an excused absence. Maggie LaPie.
Here.
Ellie Lexa.
Present.
Michael Novin.
Here.
Reza Poore.
Here.
Steve Pride asked for an excused absence. Leslie Radford.
Here.
Dorothy Wright.
Here.
Myla Reason.
Here.
Mansoor Sabah.
Hazir.
Fernando Velasquez.
Presente.
Well, yes. Okay, roll has been taken.
Point of information.
I'd like the names of, are there any people who have missed three meetings with unexcused absences so far?
We can check our records.
I don't believe so.
No.
I believe this may be the second for Ms. Gladney and for Ted.
And she's on her way.
Okay.
Oh, she's back in
Might be the second for me.
Thank you.
The excused absence requests again for today were, could you repeat the two or three that we have?
Excused absence requests were for Sharon Brown, Steve Kaiser, and Steve Pride.
Okay. Can we hear any objections to approving the excused absences? Okay. And then Jamie, would you be kind enough to read the different rules, the ground rules for communication and decorum, so we can be clear and tell people where they're posted?
Okay. The meeting decorum, which was passed, I believe, last meeting, should be posted on the doors. There's a couple out there in the audience, and here it is for you. Meeting decorum. The following rules and progressive discipline apply to KPFK local station board members and the public at LSB regular meetings, as well as local station board committee meetings. At a meeting of the local station board, number one, at a meeting of the local station board, LSB members must wait to be recognized by the chair before speaking. Each speaker shall be allowed to speak for 90 seconds unless a different time limit is agreed on. No one shall speak a second time unless anyone who hasn't spoken and wishes to speak has done so. No one shall be allowed to speak more than two times on any one agenda item unless giving a report and or being asked to respond. Number two, no local station board member or member of the public may physically assault or touch another person in an unwanted manner at any meeting. To do so will result in the chair asking the offending person to leave the meeting. Failure to leave may result in the offender losing all future speaking and attendance rights. Number three, no local station board member or member of the public may speak without being recognized, interrupt another who has the floor, or otherwise disrupt the meeting by any verbal or physical action. The only exception is to make a point of order, or other such point of privilege as allowed by Robert's Rules of Order, which can be done only by local station board members or members of local station board committees. A local station board member who makes a point of order may interrupt another local station board member who is speaking, per Robert's rule. Personal verbal attacks on the character of another should be considered disruptive and not tolerated. Less formality may be desired in some committees at the discretion of the chair and or body. However, if discourtesy or disruption impede the work of a committee, more formal procedures should be reverted to, at least for the duration of that meeting. Upon a first minor offense, the chair will give the offender a warning. Second offense, a second warning may be given. Third offense, in the same meeting, the chair may ask the body to consider depriving the offender of the right to be recognized for the remainder of the meeting. Such a request should be voted on immediately and would not be debatable. If the offender continues disruptive behavior, he or she will be asked to leave the assembly, and if failure to do so occurs, may be barred from future participation. Five, any non-local station board member who has been reprimanded frequently for disrupting regular LSB meetings should not be appointed to any LSB committee. Six, the attached zero tolerance are the zero tolerance for violence policy passed on March 2010 should be followed and adhered to. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.
And again, these aren't posted on the door, but they're throughout the seats there in terms of participation, audience participation.
I need two volunteers to serve as timekeepers. One to time the individual meeting segments, and another to time the 90-second speaking allocations.
I do the first one. I'll do the
second. You will do the segment. May we have a timekeeper for individual speaker comments?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Thank you so much. Okay. Now, you have in front of you the proposed agenda. Do we have any additions to the agenda that you or changes?
I would like to add under new business a motion about the LSB and the PNB request that we approve additional Spanish language programming. So I'll pass that around.
Okay. And Michael, yes.
Yes, I had submitted a motion last month that never made it to the Governance Committee to, under the bylaws, we're required to hold two town halls, and it's a motion, therefore, to create...
I mean, a personal privilege. I couldn't understand a word you were saying.
Is it turned on? Yeah.
Okay, I'll try again. I said that last month I submitted a motion, which somehow never made it to the Governance Committee. Under the bylaws, we're required to hold two town halls a year to listen to input from listeners. So it's a motion that we immediately create a town hall task force to try to hold the two required town halls within the next 8 months. I'd like to add it to new business as item, let's see what new business was, 7A1, since it was supposed to go to governance, and that's a motion.
Continue to keep your voice higher because you'd like
7A1.
Thank you. It's really hard to understand what you're saying.
7A1 is
we have two suggestions for added motions to the agenda. Do we want additional time allocated, maybe 5 minutes for each? Or
I move we add 5 minutes for my motion.
And Michael?
Sure, I think it's non-controversial. 5 minutes should be sufficient.
Okay. Do we hear any objections to adding these two motions to new business today?
I object to the placement. I think that they should be put at the end of new business because I think it's important that we populate our, we approve the non-LSB members to the committees. I think that takes priority. So I would agree with those two motions, but I think that they should be put as 7H and J. H-I, I'm sorry, H and R.
You're talking about the two new additions.
Exactly.
Yes, I was thinking to add them.
Can I?
The first one would be the new.
I would say my motion is time sensitive, needs to be passed today, and so I have no problem putting it at the end so long as we move that we're not going to adjourn this meeting before that motion is heard.
And we can control when we adjourn, that is for sure. So
I second her motion.
Okay, and we second addition with that, and Michael too. So we can add these other two to the agenda with an additional 10 minutes. Okay, and they will be at the end of new business at this point. So, you all have received your...
Just a point of information. Michael, did you distribute the motion?
I just did.
Yes.
Okay.
Dorothy brought it, and it's...
Oh, I see. Thank you.
Mine is
Dorothy's
mine
is here.
Mine is distributed.
Here.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, we can circulate Dorothy's too. Everyone take a copy and
we got it. They
didn't there. And Michael circulate your copies too. So
yeah, it's around.
Okay. You all received your minutes from our secretary, and they're also in your packet. Any changes or additions to the minutes? Do we have any objections to approving the minutes as submitted? Hearing no objections, the minutes are accepted. And last, and everyone's favorite, to set a time certain to adjourn.
No, we can't. Well, I don't want to do that because then our motions could be wiped out.
Think about that. So, do we want Myla? All right, Dorothy first, then Myla.
I can't see how we can set a time certain and also guarantee the two late motions will be heard.
Set so, time certains for those.
So, I don't know what the solution is to that.
Myla?
I think that we can say a time certain, that we would, the time certain would be subject to an extension to hear the emergency motion submitted by Dorothy Black. So if it hasn't been heard prior to reaching the time certain, we will extend to hear it.
What we can do is we can put a time certain for the motion and for Michael's motion that will be prior to the time certain. You don't have to just only have a time certain for the end of the meeting. We can have a time certain 15 minutes before that or 10 minutes before that, for one for Michael's motion and one for Dorothy's motion if we want to have a time certain for those.
Okay. And we also have the option of, with a two-thirds vote, extending a time certain.
I don't want to take that chance.
So where do we stand? Someone move. Do we set a time certain? If so, how do we express
right, so
that?
So I move that we do not set a time certain today.
Ken?
Sure. Speaking to that motion first, she moved to not set a time certain. We should set a time certain with the caveat that an automatic extension for 10 minutes to handle that motion.
That okay.
Jen?
Okay,
I would like to amend Dorothy's motion for not having a time certain to have a time certain at 10 minutes to 2 to hear Dorothy's motion and to hear 5 minutes for Dorothy's motion and 5 minutes to hear Michael's motion and then a time certain to end at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I just withdraw my comment.
All right, do we have a second on
second.
This motion? Yes, sir, second. Any objections to 2 o'clock with a 10-minute...
Previous. It's yeah. at... No,
prior.
It's a time certain at 2... At 1:50. To review the emergency motions, or if this is an emergency motion, at 1:50, and then a time certain to end at 2 o'clock.
Michael,
Mr.
Patterson.
Well, my only comment is we've often met for 4 hours previously, so 2 o'clock is kind of short, but I don't care.
Okay. All right, now, at this point, with a time certain of 1:50 to hear the two new emotions and at their completion, ideally 2 o'clock, it would be a time certain to adjourn.
Okay.
Can we go with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Myla?
I'd like to just add a something to the agenda. So is this the proper time? Yeah. Or?
So we're getting a little what would you like added to the agenda?
I would like 2 minutes to give the committee report from the PNB Audit Committee.
Okay. I can put that into it. We deliberately did not make space for all of our committees from the national level, with the understanding that the national committees, as opposed to our local committees, really is an advisory group to the PNB, does not generate motions that the board plays any role in. So going forward, and I will communicate with all of you, we're going to do that only on an as-needed basis and not a regular agenda item, because we have far too many informational things and our business is not getting done. So I would be more than happy to opening that up on an as-time-permits basis after local committee reports are heard.
Okay,
yeah.
I only need 1 minute.
Okay.
Yeah, just a point of information that the thoughts that we had were that the national reports can be funneled through the directors when they do their reports, if need be.
And also national reports, where I welcome any of you on those national committees to simply make up a typed, printed one that will be absolutely included in the monthly package to keep us posted if you feel there's something we need to know. Although the LSB plays no role in the functionings of the, we have no control over that. But it's nice to be informed. So as time permits.
I think it's important to note that it's not just nice to be informed about what's going on in the national level. It's critical to be informed, because what's happening on the national level affects what we're doing here. It's not like they're there and we're just, floating around in outer space.
But you don't think this can be done with the national committees funneling their work to our four elected PNB delegates?
Well, sometimes yes, but sometimes no, because sometimes people who are not PNB delegates are on national committees, and some of those are very crucial. And I think that, ordinarily, yes, but I think she has a short report. So,
let's just put it in. And for those of you who feel for the future you can do it with a short written report that would be included in the packet, I would welcome that. But if you need to discussion time, please send that memo to the chair maybe before the next meeting, and I'll find an agenda.
Point of information, do the guests have copies of the agenda? I did make extra ones for them.
The guests do not have individual copies of the agenda.
I made a lot of them.
We are putting the full agenda as an exhibit on all the different boards.
I made extras for them, so
yes,
that's why.
Yes, and they're there if they need it, but these are created at our own expense.
All right.
So we're really trying to control the amount of effort and time.
I'm happy to make the extras.
All right. We would like to call the agenda and move forward, please.
Point of
Myla, one less
order or something. A woman just walked into the horseshoe after she had been
thank
warned.
You. It is duly noted, and I will not object because it was picking up the agenda.
That's why I want you to.
Can we put the agendas over there so other people...
Put the agendas over there so we can relieve this issue.
She took the girls out there. They're being distributed.
Okay. At this point, we have our time certain, ready to begin the meeting. We will start with the general manager report.
I don't seem to have a microphone, here, which is fine by me. Projection is not one of my problems.
Okay.
However, if you want a microphone, I'll pull it back and use the microphone. I'm sorry these didn't get out to you. I did send them to the secretary on Friday, and apparently there was a glitch in the email server that didn't get them out to you. Also included with these were attachments, including the Excel spreadsheet per show, daily reports for October, December, and February, and a current accounts payable, which would have been useful to the discussion I'm having right now. But we'll make sure you get those. Just to summarize key points here, we are interviewing now for a business manager. We've had some disappointing results. Since I made those appointments with them, two folks have gotten jobs. One didn't show up. I had six appointments. That leaves me with three people. I don't know what we're going to do about that, but there it is. That's how that's going. On the good side, we will hit 300,000 on the fund drive today, day 13, which is extraordinary. We're $2,000 a day over our goal. And thanks to everybody at the station for making that happen. This is tremendous news. I hope it marks an upswing in our listeners and our contributions that will be ongoing. We have brought back the film club with much thanks to a volunteer for working on that. The online catalog is back up, and we have neighborhood restaurants contributing discount cards to KPFK volunteers in the phone room. And we have some folks bringing food by, not on a regular basis, but we're working with at least I've reached out to a local food organization to help organize that process for us a little bit. Let's see. We are current with central services, including PRA at this point. I know we ran a little bit behind. We may run a little bit behind this month. But we will get current come June. I see no problem doing that. We may get current this month. It's going to be nip and tuck whether we can do it by the 1st of June or not. But we are working on that. The problem is that we've had a compressor go down on the roof. It's a critical compressor. It cools the master control room. That equipment needs to be kept cool, so we're going to have to move quickly. I'm trying to get quotes now, trying to see if the compressor is still under warranty. It may or may not be, but that won't cover the labor of the replacement. So if you're looking at the money and saying, oh, it's great, and we're going to get caught up on our central services, it is my opinion that it's more important right now to save the equipment in the master control room and do that as quickly as possible before it heats up on a regular basis. We've got fans blowing in there, and we're doing the best we can. That money may go to that. Just when it looks good, folks. I want to thank a number of volunteers who've helped with operations at this point. They're all listed here. We've had the hole patched in the parking lot. The hatch to the roof has been repaired so that it doesn't come crashing down on your head now. The refrigerator has been cleaned. There's a lot going on with volunteers doing the real grunt work around the station, and I appreciate all of them. We are discussing with the Pacifica Radio Archives at this point having a joint fundraiser to celebrate the release of their new women's series that they've recently completed. Very preliminary discussions on that, but I don't see any reason that won't go ahead. They will be featuring some of our female hosts and key personnel in that project. It'll probably be held at a local church. Brian's estimate is we can get $10,000 on that event. I think that may be overly optimistic, but I think it's certainly worth pursuing. Anything else here? Outreach is going well. People School Broadcasting is in its now third session. Not much else on these. Yes, the Oaxacan event is May 28th. That's being sponsored by the Spanish Language Programmers. They're raising literally thousands of dollars for us on that event. We don't have the final tally at this point, but it's certainly an outreach to the Oaxacan community that we have not been strongly engaged with before. So I think that's a strong move. And there was one comment I had, excuse me, on one of the motions. I need to find it. Yes, the motion that we transfer money or make up money to the archives. As I say, we're current on our payments to the archives. We actually pay those separately from the national office to make sure that we're always current with those folks. They're our neighbors. They're our friends. We want to make sure they're in good shape. In fact, we lent them money in April to make their payroll, which they have paid us back. And I don't know whether this refers to the past monies due from previous years to the national office, because there are no current monies due to the national office. If it's past monies due, let me explain that those monies were deferred by the National Finance Committee because they told us we didn't need to prioritize debts that were not legal liabilities. That does mean that we need to prioritize premiums. So I'm in a tough spot here. If you ask us to do an extra day of fundraising, for instance, for PRA, and we have talked with them about that back in March, I think, we couldn't get other stations on board to do it. They asked for all stations to come in on PRA. We're all tight. We're all tight. Every day of fundraising, say we raise $20,000 for PRA, that's potentially $20,000 for the station that we don't have. And all the station managers, sadly, are aware of that situation right now. We're all in a tough spot. Given our backlog of premiums, I hesitate to simply put the burden on KPFK to make up the shortfall with the PRA because we are current and several stations are not. Several stations are not current with them. So I ask you to consider that in that resolution because it is a trade-off between the PRA needs and the needs of our listeners. Thank you. I'll take questions.
Thank you so much. I'll take questions. Barb will maintain the staff and I'll call on people.
Jan, Myla.
We'll start with Jan then.
Okay. So this isn't a...
Mike.
This isn't a question, it's two comments. One is that we did get your report.
Oh, good.
And the second one is just with regard to the notion that if you have a special fund drive, day of fund drive or whatever, for the archives, that it subtracts from the money that will go to the station, I think that people often have extra pockets for special things. Like they say, oh, that's all I'm going to give to the station, but then, oh, the archives needs extra money. I can add in another $20 or whatever. And it's like people say, oh, I'm so full, and then, oh, it's dessert time. Oh, I just found this extra space. And so I'm sure there's overlap, but I sincerely believe that people do come to the rescue when the rescue is important. And I just want to at least...
I don't disagree, Jan. Two things. One is listener fatigue on top of the actual revenue. Second is setting up the phone room again, which is a day-long task to take that, to put that together, to take it apart. So all those factors have to be involved. We cannot extend this fund drive. We have a workshop meeting in Studio A on Sunday that we've promised the Studio A to. So it would mean taking down the phone room on Friday and setting it back up on another day. It's all doable. I will certainly listen to anything you recommend. I'm just saying there is no support from other stations, and it does put a burden on us and our listeners. And I hope you'll consider those factors.
We have Myla, Ken, Charles, Grace.
Myla, yeah. Myla, then Ken, then Charles. Where's Reza? He's
no.
Reza's on there.
Leslie, with respect to hiring the business manager, as you know, the Chief Financial Officer of Pacifica has said that having a business business manager at KPFK is a top priority because we need to get back on track with our audits so that we can once again hopefully qualify for Corporation for Public Broadcasting money for the whole network, which is a considerable amount of money. So I'm just wondering why or whether you've considered making announcements like Democracy Now! And other people make on the air saying at the very least that we have job openings, or more specifically that we're looking for a business manager, because I really believe that hiring a business manager needs to be a top priority, and whatever has been going on for over 4 months now doesn't seem to be working, and it's a serious matter, and we really do need a business manager right away.
I agree, and I was hoping to have one for you by the end of next week. We had over 80 applications for the position. I distributed applications to all the schools of business in the area, as well as Craigslist and the California Broadcasting Group, and of course on our own website. And as I say, we got 80 applications. The problem is there is one defining criteria, and that is familiarity with our accounting program, which is,
archaic.
That would be the word, archaic. Out of those 80 applications, and I specified in the job description familiarity with Great Plains, I had exactly six. I interviewed all of them.
If I could just have another bite of this apple, it's my thinking that if we find a really high...
Let me also say...
Wait. If we find a really qualified person who isn't familiar with Great Plains... why can't that person get some training? I mean, by now, somebody could have learned Great Plains in the last 4+ months.
I'm not sure that's entirely true, and I will say, talk to you privately about that. There is no one, well, all right, I won't go there. I am looking now at the remaining 70-some applications for exactly that, but I was hoping to get somebody who could jump in with both feet, because 4 months of training, we'd be exactly where we are on the timeline. We have nothing accomplished without familiarity with our bookkeeping. So we're kind of stuck, but we are going forward. Let me also say this has nothing at this point to do with the audit. Our audit responsibilities were fulfilled months ago.
Okay, we have several people on the staff.
Okay. Stack. Just two quick questions. Oh, can I have the mic? One quick question and then a question more extensive. You made a note here of an employee taking extended paid leave. Is that a vacation or illness?
None of the above.
Why is somebody getting an extended paid leave?
It's a parental leave, Fred.
Oh, a parental. Okay, thank you. And the question is, in previous LSB meetings, we passed motions asking for the return of Sonali Kolhatkar and return of Something's Happening to Roy Tuckman and the reinstallation of the webmaster, some phrase like that. And we requested that the general manager report to us the progress in getting that done, or why not? And I don't see it in the report here, so could you give us a detail on what happened there? And one caveat on that, looking over the fundraising reports, I didn't see anything noted for Safe Harbor. Are they fundraising? So that's a caveat to it. But why? What's the progress on those three personnel issues?
One, yes, they're fundraising. Two, the progress is what I told you before you passed the motions. It is not... No LSB has ever determined programming or hiring decisions. I cannot open that can of worms even by responding to your request, except to say that it's out of your purview, because then every general manager is going to be slammed with specific programming and personnel requests.
Pardon me, it's in the bylaws. Pardon me for interrupting. It's in the bylaws.
What's in the bylaws, okay?
It's in the bylaws that the LSB works with the program director and the general manager regarding the quality of programming.
Regarding the quality of the selections and review process of programming. You're right. The process is your purview, not the particular shows. and certainly not personnel. I have been told by my boss not to respond.
The boss, who is your boss?
You don't know?
What's your, would you,
you
tell me?
You don't know who my boss is?
You tell me, who's your boss? What's
no,
your
you
position?
Tell me who your boss is. If you don't know that, Ken, we're in trouble here.
I'm just saying, are you referring to the interim executive director?
Of course.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, we have other names on the stack. Charles Frederick, please. And we're running low on time. Please be as concise as possible. 2 minutes, please. And we have Charles and Reza to get in.
A couple quick questions, Leslie.
And Michael Novick, what can I say?
One is, I noticed that that the 1 to 3 o'clock hour is not being archived. Any comment on that? And let me just go through all three questions.
Okay.
So you can respond to them. The second is that I see that the online pledge website is vastly improved. And I know, and I was on it this morning, actually, with my partner attempting to pledge for one of the current premiums that we are offering, which is a really hot one right now, the Capitalism Pack. But it was not listed. And the catalog, which is very detailed, which has lots of stuff on it now, and I was very happy to see that, which we were on this morning on her computer. I still can't find it on mine. So if somehow the catalog has to be featured more prominently, and we have to refresh it to keep our latest offerings, so people have them available online. So that was my comment.
Time for this question and answer segment.
Move to extend time 5 minutes.
It must be approved by a 2/3 vote of us present to add 5 minutes to the time allocation. Do I hear a motion?
I just moved it.
I second it.
Excuse me. Do 2/3 of us agree to that? Jamie, you'll have to count.
Is there an objection?
Any objections?
Objection.
Okay.
So all in favor of extending this segment by how long did we say?
5 minutes.
By 5 minutes? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, let me count again. Repeat this. All in favor of extending this segment by 5 minutes? Please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Motion does not carry.
Okay, we're moving on. Now we will go
thank
to
you.
Our the reports from
thank
our
you,
PNB
Leslie.
Directors and our PNB treasurer. We'll start with Grace Aaron.
Can I pass and don't take me first?
Okay. Never happened before, but Jonathan Alexander.
I have nothing. I'm all on the slide.
It's good. It's 3 minutes.
Jan Goodman.
Okay. I have a brief report. The most important thing to report is that Sam Agarwal, who is our new CFO, I guess he's not that new anymore, but at any rate, he has emphasized at several committee meetings and at the national board meeting the critical crisis nature of our national finances. And about a month or so ago, he said he expected to be presenting a plan to, and this was in a public meeting, he expected to be presenting a plan to the national board or with the national board to sell or lease some of the licenses and some of the stations, either WBAI or WPFW, and our finances are that critical. So in terms of fundraising and in terms of having enough money to pay payroll, and he specifically there were money to be paid to Central Services, so I was particularly happy to hear that at least KPFK is current on its money to pay Central Services. And Serene Roberts, there was a discussion about the archives, and I had suggested that all of the station, because archives is paid from Central Services, and I think she brought up this idea of cutting some of the, you know, like staff or doing something pretty drastic. And that was why I had brought up the idea of having of all of the stations doing some special fundraising for PRA. And apparently there's not enthusiasm for doing that, as Leslie said. So but it's very crucial, and we should be really working hard to do fundraising and also to figure out how to support PRA, because if they were to have to lose staff, they can't replace it. These are highly trained people. It's not like just, you know, if you think getting a bookkeeper is hard, getting an archivist is.
Okay. And Michael knows.
So how do we get to ask questions of the report?
At the end of our four directors and treasurer's report, we open the floor to all of those representatives being questioned. Michael Nova,
yes, I think there was some misconceptions there, but it's hard to spell out. We did receive the 6 months of financials, the first two quarters of this current fiscal year, and in that, the only station that's currently operating in the black for its operating budget is KPFK. The other units are all in the red through the first 6 months. Some of them dramatically so. The CFO did refer to both WPFW and WBAI in terms of needing immediate corrections and improvements in the cash flow situation at both of those stations. They're way under budget in terms of their listener support, and BAI in particular has been operating over budget on its expenses because of some things I can't go into in public session, but they're trying to work on corrections for both of those. One change was also made to the national office budget because through some oversight that we did not incorporate the expense of the new national elected supervisor for this coming year's election, and so that was added to the budget. With the charge that the National Finance Committee may make any other adjustments necessary to keep that budget in balance at the PNO. I don't think we have yet received a report. Is that correct? Did we ever get a report from the National Election Supervisor as of the last election committee meeting? There was no.
The new one starts tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So we did get reports from the local election supervisors at three of the stations, were sent in by the national election supervisor, but not the the report on the election overall. And because the national election supervisor also subbed in as the local election supervisor here at KPFK, there was no report for the local election at KPFK. But there was a work group set up to try to review some of the problems in the last election to see if we can prevent them from happening in the election that's scheduled for this year. Thank you.
Thank you. And from our PMB treasurer, Fred Billier.
No, I passed. But,
You want to talk now?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I misunderstood.
Actually, I don't have anything.
I don't think it's on.
It is on. Yeah.
I don't have anything to add except to stress that what Jan said, and that was that the CFO really tried to impress upon the National Board the urgency of our financial shortfalls and what a dire situation we are in across the network, particularly with WBAI and WPFW. The other thing is that several of us have protested the fact that there is insufficient representation from WBAI on the PNB. There are three missing directors. So an entire station is not fully represented or not adequately represented on the National Board at this time, which is really a serious deficiency.
I'm sorry, I had one other quick thing to add. One of the recommendations from the CFO and the national management team was that the local station boards try to take up the responsibility of fundraising, and I pointed out that we had adopted a motion to that effect here, but I think we should follow up on it and the other station boards as well.
Okay, thank you. And now Fred Blair, and then we will have Q&A to all of our directors. And Fletcher.
Yes. Again, I have to apologize. I don't have a written...
right into the mic.
Thank you. Again, I have to apologize. I don't have a written treasurer's report this month. I was spending a lot of time going over the invoices that we received a couple of weeks ago and tried to make sense of what was presented to us. And I just haven't had time to write up a report. We did have a finance committee meeting last Wednesday, and unfortunately at the last minute, our general manager, who had committed to be at that meeting, pulled out, and so we did take care of business. We did solidify the membership of the committee, and there's a motion, three motions from finance that will be presented at this LSB meeting, but I have to apologize for not being on top of the financial situation. I am pleased to hear from the GM that we're doing better than projected on the fund drive, but I still want to look into that. I have one request from the GM, and that is I'd like, on behalf of the board, to receive the detailed fundraising data, that is the dailies with the hourly reports on which programs bring in how much money every day. We haven't received that from Leslie since I think she's been general manager, though we have received in the past from other general GMs that information in terms of which programs bring in the money on every day. And if Leslie could respond at some point, maybe during...
Point of information, in the report it says they were attached to this report for the last three drives, and they're posted at the station on the wall by the... I point this out in the message to the LSB. The dailies are posted at the station on the wall outside of the phone room.
Well, then the question is, why can't the LSB get that in electronic form?
Yeah, I'm saying she sent them electronically from the previous three fund drives attached to this.
I haven't seen that information.
I have a copy.
Thank you. I don't.
Yes.
Check your email.
Point of order.
Okay. So I really don't have much to report today. I will send out an electronic version of my report when I do have one. Okay.
Okay. Now we open
Jonathan.
To...
Yes.
Just real quickly, most of my time in the National Board, my focus is on...
Can you use the mic?
Mic. Okay. Yeah, because you ceded your time.
What would I like to do is cede it to Lila, the chair of the audit committee, so she could give a report, because that's where most of my focus is.
We will fit that in at that point, but you're also able to present that at your level, because that would be another way to get this information.
This
is the time.
If you like.
Yeah,
again, the audit committee has been...
So what you're saying is you would like to let this available time be for Myla.
For Myla, right.
I tell you what. How does anyone feel about it? If we can do it quickly, but we want to get to Q&A of the LSB... Well, can it be if it can be concise, because I'm not going to sacrifice the Q&A to our directors.
We've got 3.5 minutes left before the Q&A.
Okay. Then with that said, thank you.
Okay. The auditor has informed us that the everything dealing with the 2014 audit should be complete within the next couple of weeks, which is really good news. But in order to qualify for a Corporation for Public Broadcasting money for your... Time? For year 20... How...
Put it down on the floor somewhere else, please.
How's this? Okay. Is this amplified at all now?
Yeah.
At any rate. Okay. So, in order to qualify for Corporation for Public Broadcasting money for next year, the 2015 audit should be completed by June 15th of this year. So that doesn't give us a lot of time. So even though the financials that were required by KPFK for the 2014 have been completed, they have not been completed for 2015 for the next year's audit. And that's what the chief financial officer is concerned about. And that's why it's critical for KPFK to hire a business manager as soon as possible so that we can get back on track with respect to Corporation for Public Broadcasting money, because the audit has to be completed right away.
Thank you, Myla. Now, can we open to Q&A to all of our directors and our national treasurer?
National treasurer.
Okay. Dorothy's on the staff first.
Try to remember what I wanted to ask.
All right,
so it's my understanding that 100% of the PNB board would have to vote in the affirmative to sell or lease any of the licenses. Is that correct?
Divesting a license or a station would require approval of the entire membership.
The entire membership as a whole. All right, so that's not...
A majority of the entire membership.
Yeah, approval by... Yeah.
All right, so that's...
Can I respond to that?
Michael, have you finished speaking? You were answering. Yeah. I don't
want
to cut you off.
Myla? Well, I don't know.
Isn't it true that in event of bankruptcy, that requirement that all the membership vote on getting rid of a license, liquidating major assets, would be overridden?
Well, if it's my understanding of bankruptcy law, well, let me just say something, because it's my turn to speak, I believe.
Well, I was asking.
Well, I really don't care.
Questions to the directors and treasurers.
I yielded my time to you, and I want my time back. Okay. All right. So, well, just most likely, if God forbid Pacifica were to go into bankruptcy, according to bankruptcy attorneys I have spoken to, it would be a reorganization. It wouldn't be a liquidation.
Right.
So there's a big difference. So I don't think we're facing that. I was told by the CFO that the shortfall for all the stations to bring everything current is $150,000. This is not an insurmountable amount of money. I mean, there are people in this room right now who could write a check for that amount if they felt like it. But I know that we can raise that much if we do a big fundraiser in the fall. And you cannot, but there are people who could. So, all right. So I don't believe we need to dwell on this. We need to just raise the funds that we need. I asked the CFO if we could get a list of the shortfalls for each particular station, because I thought that would be helpful. And then I was cut off at the audit committee, and I was told that that's none of my business or something. It has to go to the finance committee. So I would suggest that the finance committee try to get that information, and let's see who stands where, and let's see what needs to be done, and let's let's talk about how to solve these problems in a proactive and positive way.
Okay. We have two other names. Jan and Grace are on the stack, but they're also our directors. Do we have any other questions for our directors and our treasurer from other members of the LSB?